Have you ever wondered how much your mental health influences your daily life? How often do we prioritize our mental well-being as much as we do our physical health? Could taking better care of your mind improve every aspect of your life? Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore key health topics to help you live your best life. I'm Bills, and today we're discussing a subject that's become increasingly important in our fast-paced world, mental health. Mental health affects how we think, feel, and act, and it plays a vital role in how we handle stress, relate to others, and make decisions. In this episode, we'll dive into the signs and symptoms of mental health issues, explore the impact of mental health on our overall well-being, and discuss when it's time to seek help. Let me start with a story about my friend Jake. Jake was always the life of the party, funny, outgoing, and always ready to help others. But over time, he began to withdraw from social activities, became easily irritated, and seemed tired all the time. He chalked it up to work stress and thought he just needed a break. But the more he tried to push through, the worse he felt. Eventually, Jake realized that what he was experiencing wasn't just stress, it was something more serious. With the encouragement of friends and family, he sought help from a mental health professional and was diagnosed with depression. Jake's story is a reminder that mental health is just as important as physical health, and that recognizing the signs of a mental health issue is the first step toward getting better. What is mental health? Understanding the basics. Mental health refers to our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It influences how we think, feel, and behave in our daily lives. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood through adulthood. Just like physical health, mental health can fluctuate over time, and everyone experiences mental health challenges at some point. Good mental health doesn't mean you're always happy or free from stress. It means you can cope with life's ups and downs, maintain relationships, and function well in your daily activities. However, when mental health issues arise, they can affect every aspect of your life, making it difficult to function, maintain relationships, and enjoy life. Signs and symptoms of mental health issues. Recognizing the signs and symptoms of mental health issues is crucial for early intervention and treatment. Mental health conditions can manifest in many different ways, and they often present with both emotional and physical symptoms. Depression is one of the most common mental health disorders. Symptoms can include persistent sadness, loss of interest in activities you once enjoyed, changes in appetite or weight, sleep disturbances, fatigue, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, difficulty concentrating, and thoughts of death or suicide. Jake's symptoms, such as withdrawal from social activities and constant fatigue, are typical of depression. Anxiety disorders are also very common. These can include generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, and social anxiety disorder, among others. Symptoms of anxiety disorders can include excessive worry, restlessness, irritability, muscle tension, difficulty sleeping, and panic attacks. My friend Rachel, for instance, experienced frequent panic attacks and a constant sense of dread that interfered with her ability to work and socialize. Bipolar disorder is a condition characterized by extreme mood swings, including emotional highs, mania or hypomania, and lows, depression. During a manic phase, you might feel euphoric, full of energy, or unusually irritable, and you might make impulsive decisions. During a depressive phase, you might feel sad, hopeless, or lose interest in most activities. These mood swings can be intense and unpredictable. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, can develop after experiencing or witnessing a traumatic event. Symptoms can include flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety, and uncontrollable thoughts about the event. My cousin Anna, who was in a serious car accident, struggled with PTSD and found it difficult to drive or even be in a car afterward. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, involves unwanted, recurring thoughts, obsessions, and repetitive behaviors, compulsions. These behaviors are often carried out to relieve the anxiety associated with the obsessions. For example, someone with OCD might feel compelled to wash their hands repeatedly to prevent illness, even when there's no real risk. Schizophrenia is a severe mental health disorder that affects how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. People with schizophrenia may seem like they've lost touch with reality, experiencing hallucinations, delusions, and disorganized thinking. Schizophrenia is less common than other mental health disorders, but can be very disabling. The impact of mental health on overall well-being. Mental health affects every aspect of our lives, our relationships, work, physical health, and overall quality of life. When mental health issues go untreated, they can lead to serious consequences, including substance abuse, physical health problems, and even suicide. For example, untreated depression can lead to a decline in physical health, with increased risk for conditions like heart disease. Chronic stress and anxiety can contribute to high blood pressure, digestive issues, and weakened immune function. Mental health issues can also affect your ability to work or attend school, leading to financial difficulties and strained relationships. Jake, for instance, found that his untreated depression affected his job performance, leading to conflicts with colleagues and a sense of isolation. But once he began treatment, he started to regain control over his life, rebuilding his relationships and finding joy in his work again. When to seek help? Recognizing the need for professional support, it's important to seek help when mental health issues begin to interfere with your daily life. But when exactly should you reach out to a mental health professional? If you've been experiencing symptoms like persistent sadness, overwhelming anxiety, or mood swings for more than a couple of weeks, it's time to seek help. If these symptoms are making it difficult to function in your daily life, such as at work, school, or in your relationships, professional support can make a big difference. It's also important to seek help if you're having thoughts of self-harm or suicide. These thoughts are serious and require immediate attention. Reach out to a trusted friend or family member, or contact a mental health professional right away. In the U.S., you can also call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 for immediate support. For those experiencing anxiety disorders, treatments often involve a combination of therapy and medications. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is a common approach that helps individuals identify and change negative thought patterns that contribute to anxiety. Medications, such as antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs, can also be helpful in managing symptoms. Bipolar disorder typically requires a combination of mood stabilizers, psychotherapy, and lifestyle changes to manage mood swings and maintain stability. For PTSD, trauma-focused therapies, such as EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, are often effective, along with medications to manage symptoms of anxiety or depression. Schizophrenia requires a comprehensive treatment plan, including antipsychotic medications, psychotherapy, and support for daily living. Early intervention is key to managing symptoms and improving the quality of life for those affected. The importance of self-care and support networks. In addition to seeking professional help, self-care and strong support networks are crucial for maintaining mental health. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, adequate sleep, and mindfulness practices can all contribute to better mental well-being. Having a support network of friends, family, or support groups can also make a big difference. Jake found that opening up to his friends and family helped him feel less alone and more supported in his journey to better mental health. It's also important to eliminate the stigma around mental health issues. Mental health is just as important as physical health, and seeking help should be seen as a sign of strength, not weakness. By talking openly about mental health, we can create a more supportive and understanding community for everyone. Conclusion: taking charge of your mental health. Your mental health is a vital part of your overall well-being, influencing how you think, feel, and interact with the world. By recognizing the signs and symptoms of mental health issues and knowing when to seek help, you can take proactive steps to improve your quality of life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing mental health. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking care of your mind is just as important as taking care of your body. Until next time, take care.